It's the emergency break of the week.
You do wear panties.
Do not.
Yes. What are you wearing right now?
Panties.
Here we go.
Mike.
He's standing up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
Here goes the shirt up. Here goes the zipper down. And there's the...
Or technical meltdown.
Dude, your sack's hanging out the bottom.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Pulls his pants down and there is a testicle.
You wanted to see?
That Danny laugh is so violent. Funny. All right. It is time for the e-break. We'll give you three stop downs. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. And one of them is one Gordon Keith, who took the wireless microphone out when we were at the University of North Texas last Friday. He stepped in not only one, two, but at least three bear traps. And it just kept getting worse.
You mean better?
Well, you be the judge.
All right, I want to talk to this guy. He has more tattoos than the political science guy. No, you don't. You don't have as many. What do you have there? What does it say across the front of your chest? It says, no regrets, and regrets is misspelled.
It says, freedom isn't free.
There you go,
right. Way to go, George.
Way to go,
George. That's for you,
George. Way to go, George. And why did you get that tattoo, sir?
I lost a couple friends overseas, and I spent 7 years in, so I figured why not honor them by putting it on me for life.
Way to go, Gordon.
Indeed.
Yeah, way Gordon. To go.
Watch out for that bear trap.
Indeed. So, what are the other ones? Do you have any funny ones?
I got that one with the X, and that's stuck on me forever.
That's Bryant.
You got that while you were on X?
No, I got it with an ex girlfriend. So,
let me read it. Hold it up, Lucy. It says, "Always here with you." Oh no.
Well, almost.
Oh, that's sad. What happened to that relationship?
She left.
Oh, why? Concerned about the teeth?
No, no.
Came back. Glasses?
No, came back from war and said I changed too much. So.
Oh, indeed.
Way to
indeed.
Go, Gordon.
Have you found love since then?
I got a dog.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Hey, they'll love you.
That's right, unconditionally.
How did she claim that you had changed?
I just wasn't the same person. I mean, story with everybody that comes back, you just change.
Yeah, Gordon.
Are you doing okay now? You doing good?
Yeah, good.
Good.
In college.
Good. Good. Wow, that's so hard to listen back to that. I'm glad we've preserved it, though. They should take that to the colleges. This is what not to do if you go into broadcasting.
Boy, he could pull that ripcord like any other, though, couldn't he?
It was like watching you dig a hole, and you just kept getting deeper and deeper and shoveling more dirt out of there, and then pretty soon you just disappeared.
Well, that's Gordo. Stepping in bear traps and putting himself up for an e-break.
Awareness.
What's your stupid tattoo, man?
Yeah, I was going to say stupid.
You lost friends? Okay.
Why'd she dump you, man?
Yeah.
Why'd she dump you?
Some of that,
I wasn't
man.
Doing all this Dumps. Weird kind of stutter laughing and can barely contain myself.
All right. Well,
jerk.
You are up for an e-break. And so is one Jonathan Fahey. He of
that
Ticket Top 10.
Guy's life is an e-break.
Fresh Pepper.
He of Ticket Top 10 fame and nightly tickers. He had a weird moment while the hard line was on the air. He thought he would just go ahead and take his shirt off and rub himself.
Hmm. And, whoa, down there?
Well, you'll see. And the hard line certainly took notice.
All right, here is what's shaking out there this weekend for your edification. Tonight. Well, I did not know this. At the House of Blues, Stone Temple Pilots.
But not... What is he doing?
He's pinching his nips.
Get out of here!
He's so weird.
Anyway,
God.
There's Fahey back there standing behind Mino and Danny with his shirt off, rubbing his nipples.
What do you think this is? Pinterest or something?
What?
It's the most shocking thing ever. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. This isn't with what's-his-face, right? All right. How's your back doing? How's your prostate doing? But how's your back doing as well? Stop rubbing your nipples, Fahey. Because if you're not getting a good night's sleep, then it is time that you headed up to
that
sleep.
That Fahey is the weirdest dude maybe to ever work here.
That's saying something.
And that
is...
I'm in control here, Bill.
Man, he's strange. All right, that's Fahey up for a knee break. And so is one Dan McDowell, who was trying to say the phrase, tow the truck. Tow the truck is the phrase that he was looking for.
So first of all, you're mad you've been towed, and you're going to take it out on the person at the desk at the tow truck. She had nothing to do with towing it, right?
Yeah.
That person had no, like, hey, I got to go tow this truck. Whoop. She's just there.
It's not the same, though, as yelling at a customer service person, because she is helping them tow people's truck? Vehicles.
Dan's a little distracted.
Hey, she's in the news because she tells you that there's a dew on the field. That
that was shocking. I heard that live. So, that was a definite stop down.
Okay, I'm a little lost. What did he say? What word did he say?
Rhymes with grit.
But it's a palindrome, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Different kind of palindrome, but yes.
Yes, indeed, indeed. All right, so those are your three candidates, Gordo, Jonathan Fahey, or Dan McDowell. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Butts.
Moses. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
I'm going to vote responsibly today and vote for Fahey.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket, AM and FM.
Hey, George, I want the Metroplex to hold a really good thought for the transgendered super gay mechanic Anton who pulled his shirt up. And
okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Yeah, guys, I'd like to casually vote for Gordon.
Who is this? Yeah, who are you?
Just casual guy.
Okay. Casual guy.
Yeah, he's got a little something.
Yeah, pretty cash.
You pretty cash today?
Yeah. Anyway, put the vote for Gordon down. Let's get this going.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Casual
a little
guy.
Energy there at the end. You cashing tonight?
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Giorgio's Argyle commuter flatulence.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is, sir. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
I'll vote for Gordon Keith's botched transparent pink transplant surgery.
Okay.
I don't understand.
We'll put it as a Gordo vote. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, I love your mom's bear trap. I get stuck in it once a week.
Hey, jeez. Come on.
I'm
Hello.
In control here, man.
You are on the ticket.
Yes, I'm going to vote for the bear trapper.
Oh, yeah, Gordon.
That's me.
That's what he does.
That's how to go by now. I'm the bear trapper. Dr. Bear Trapper.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
MD.
So what if someone died overseas? That's a stupid tattoo.
That's what he said.
I did not say that, sir.
That's exactly what you said.
What if someone died overseas?
Gosh. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Howdy, folks.
It's a big text.
Welcome. To the State Fair of Flatulence.
We waited for that.
Stupid.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, Gordon hates the military, and Dan McDowell hates the town of West. So give me Fahey.
Okay.
I do not hate the military.
Either one of those.
That's really good logic.
In the military,
kind of. Why do you
want
to hate him like
that? Very good logic.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Gordon and his natural shooter.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yes.
It's been a while, but the great Gordo has won the e-break.
Number one, I won Jub Jam last night, the Battle of the Bands, and then won the e-break.
That's self-proclaimed, but yeah, you guys were really good.
Was last night not a Battle of the Bands?
I thought it was a Battle of the Bands. No, I don't think so.
Not everything is a Battle of the Bands. You think everything in life is a Battle
That's
of the Bands.
That's a weird claim. I do not.
All right, let's listen to the bear trapper at work.
All right, I want to talk to this guy. He has more tattoos than the political science guy. No, you don't. You don't have as many. What do you have there? What does it say across the front of your chest? It says no regrets, and regrets is misspelled.
It says freedom isn't free.
There you go, right,
go, George.
Way you go,
now,
George.
That's for you,
Way to go, George. And why did you get that tattoo, sir?
I lost a couple friends overseas, and I spent 7 years in, so I figured why not... honor them by putting on me for life.
Way to go, Gordon.
Indeed.
Yeah, way Gordon. To go.
Watch out for that bear trap.
Indeed. So what are the other ones? Do you have any funny ones?
I got that one with the X, and that's stuck on me forever.
That's Brian?
You got that while you were on X?
No, I got it with an ex girlfriend. So.
Oh, let me read it. Hold it up. Let me see it. It says, always here with you. Oh, no.
Well, almost.
Oh, that's sad. What happened to that relationship?
She left.
Oh, why? Concerned about the teeth?
No, no.
Came back. Glasses?
No, came back from war and said I changed too much. So.
Oh, indeed.
Way to
indeed.
Go, Gordon.
Have you found love since then?
I got a dog.
Oh, yeah.
No. Hey, they'll love you.
That's right, unconditionally.
How did she claim that you had changed?
I just wasn't the same person. I mean, story with everybody that comes back, you just change.
Yeah, Gordon. Are you doing okay now? You doing good?
Yeah, good.
Good.
In college.
Good.
Oh,
good.
My
yeah, great.
God.
Sorry about Gordon, but we're happy for you.
What a wild ride.
I counted 7 bear traps there.
Which you well, okay.
Just snapped.
It made for interesting radio.
It did.
And I knew immediately that I was with a man who knew how to snap a trap shut. So I was going to keep letting him clamp down on my leg.
How many is that for Gordon?
66th win, 7 behind.
Say that
Norman
again.
Depends Hitzkus.
Yeah, he did say that weird.
66.
That's 66 wins. All right, way to go, Gordo.
Watch out for that bear trap.
What?